The Darkest Sin by D.V. Bishop. Read by Mark Meadows. Most people, on beginning a task which looks fine at first, cannot see the poison that is hidden in it. Niccolò Machiavelli, The Prince, translated by W.K. Marriott, 1908. Statement by Cesare Aldo, officer of the Otto di Guardia e Balia. I was at the visitors' parlour of Santa Maria Magdalena on a personal matter when I heard a scream from inside the convent. It was shrill, the sound of shock and horror. Another voice cried out, "Murder! Murder!" The internal door of the parlour was opened as a nun ran past, her face stricken. "Blood! There's so much blood!" Her words stopped. I do not know why. I persuaded a young woman staying at the convent to let me into the main courtyard. I was familiar with the interior, having come to Santa Maria Magdalena on court business the previous day, Palm Sunday. Nuns were gathering at the northwest corner of the cloister. Several were comforting a novice who had blood on both her hands. She was trembling, her face ashen. I later learned she had made the initial discovery. The novice directed me inside, saying what she found was on the left. I went through the doors, passing entrances for the convent kitchen and a latrina. The third door on the left was ajar, the smell of fresh blood strong in the air, but the floor around the entrance was clean. I pushed the door open. Inside was the scriptorium, where nuns copy and illuminate holy texts. Unlit candles stood on each desk next to brushes and pots of ink. A single lantern hung from the ceiling, its light revealing the bloody mess below. I was not surprised that the novice had screamed. A body was sprawled across the stones, naked and bathed in blood. More blood spread out from the corpse, pooling across the floor. I cannot recall having ever seen so much around a single body. There were numerous stab wounds, at least a dozen to the chest and torso, but it was the face that had suffered most. This had been a frenzied attack, a work of hatred. One more thing about the naked corpse discovered inside the convent caught the eye. It was male. Chapter 1. Sunday, March the 25th, 1537. Living in a bordello spared Cesare Aldo from religion most Sundays. While most of Florence went to church, Signora Tessa Robustelli and her women stayed in bed recovering from the night before. Once Mass was concluded, men would soon return to the humble building at Piazza della Passera, south of the Arno. But this was Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week. Special masses were taking place across the city to celebrate one of the most important times in the church year, with many parishes holding processions to mark the day Jesus entered Jerusalem. If there was one thing Robustelli could not resist, it was a procession.
"Claudia! Elena! Matilda!" she shouted as Aldo came downstairs. "We haven't got all morning."
The buxom matrona was wearing her finest brocade gown, a blue shawl draped across her bosom in a rare show of modesty.
"I'd like to see the procession this year." "Coming, signora,"
playful voices chorused above, between giggles. Robustelli eyed Aldo's plain tunic and hose.
"I take it you're not joining us."
She pointed to the stiletto tucked in his left boot, its hilt visible beside his calf.
"Father Anselmo doesn't approve of his flock bringing blades to church."
"Father Anselmo approves of very little," Aldo replied. "But I doubt anyone will bring a blade to Mass." Carrying weapons had been banned in Florence since Cosimo de' Medici replaced his murdered cousin Alessandro as the city's leader in January. Cosimo had not yet seen 18 summers, but he was no fool. He remained vulnerable until his election as leader was confirmed by the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V.